You're welcome back. Figures just published show that the government missed its social housing targets last year. There were 7,871 new social homes built in 2024. The target was 9,300. The figure for affordable homes at 7,126 was slightly ahead of the government target. In a statement, the Minister for Housing, James Brown, said that in future, each local authority will have to publish a quarterly progress report. For more, let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, two sets of figures published a short time ago, one of them for the number of new social homes provided last year, the other for affordable homes. Can you bring us through them?
Yeah, the new build social homes in 2024, the target under the government's Housing for All plan was 9,300. The reality we found out today was 7,871. So the shortfall there is 1,429, which is quite substantial. It's also stark insofar as if you compare what was delivered last year with 2023, that was 810. So last year's figure is 239 units lower than what was delivered in 2024. And I guess that obviously will raise questions of a lack of momentum. However, on the affordable housing, the target was 6,400 units. The actual delivered number was 7,126, an excess of 726. And the government will point to that to say, yes, there's a problem with social homes, but we are, you know, gaining in other areas at the same time.
The programme for government set a target of 12,000 social home builds a year, though the government less keen to put a figure on what it hopes to provide this year. So the figures published today would suggest that they have quite a way to go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the figures of the total number of social homes as opposed to just new builds, 10,595 were delivered by local authorities and approved housing bodies. That would include about 7,800 which were new build, 1,500 which were acquisitions, 1,200 which were new leasing programmes. And so what the government is doing is they're pointing people towards the construction status report for seeing what's going to happen, and they say there's more than 10,000 social homes are currently on site with an additional 13,000 at design or tender stage. And that's why Minister Brown was focusing on local authorities, saying it's they that have to sort of ensure that, you know, public homes are built on public land, and the best way is for them to deliver it. Hence he's going to have this now quarterly report to ensure that local authorities are doing what they say they're supposed to be doing. If you listen to Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eamon O'Brien, he says this is just more of the same. This is a minister who's out of his depth, the government with no new ideas, and we're just going to see these figures replicated every 3 months where government are just not going to meet their targets because they don't have a plan.
Separately, Paul, housing commencement figures were published last week. Now, they didn't get a whole lot of attention, but they didn't offer much solace to the government or indeed to anybody else.
No, there were just, I think, around 3,000 housing commencement notices issued in the first 3 months of this year, which was the lowest for since 2021. And if you break it down into month-by-month delivery, it's even worse. There were 1,100 in January. That was the lowest figure that month since 2017. In February, there was around 1,000, the lowest since 2021. And the worst figure was in March, just 723, the lowest for that month since 2016. So there is clearly a problem there. The minister would say he recognises that there have been difficulties, that there has been a fall off at the private sector, that they was going to have a knock on social and affordable. And he was saying, if you look at the figures, it actually wasn't as bad as some had been predicting. But their focus now is to try and ensure that the local authorities are able to get around this cycle of having to rely on the private sector, because if they're delivering, then those figures will be delivering as well. And basically, that's what they're going to be judged on, ultimately, output.
When the new government, Paul, first came into office, a number of kites were flown on reforms to housing and to the various targets and so on. Any sign of a firm announcement on all of this?
No, not just yet. We've hearing that it's not too far away, but that part of the issue is that they're reviewing Housing for All and just to have a new plan. And that's one of the reasons why Minister Brown was speaking recently in RT Radio, saying he's not getting into guessing numbers on what's going to be delivered when. And he's also in the middle of trying to enact part of the Planning and Development Bill. So there's a whole range of measures which the government has to initiate. But I suppose if you're looking back over the past 4 or 5 months, this is a government which hasn't been fully functioning at the same time. But they really are under pressure, because during the election election campaign, people will remember they were told that housing is the number one priority. And yet here we are months later and the government can't point to much delivery.
Paul, thank you very much. That was our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.